even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cause I'm Natch Beauty, cream along if you feel like a honey looking cute. Cause I'm Natch Beauty, cream along if you feel like cinnamon is for you. Cause I'm Natch Beauty, cream along if you know what use code Natch means to you. Cause I'm Natch Beauty, cream along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Yes, Pharrell, yes. Yes, Pharrell, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beauty. Welcome to Natch Beauty, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream, we serum, we take care of ourselves, honey. We deserve it, and we're beautiful. Welcome to Natch Beauty. I'm your host and your guy, Jackie J, otherwise known as the Beauty Talk Shock Jack, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, about to give birth. My baby is in place, down, head down. The cervix is softening by the hour. It's all happening over here, okay? This is one of my last episodes before I push a child out of my body. It is exciting. And you know what it really has taught me being pregnant? Confidence. It has taught me that I'm beautiful and powerful. And my guest today knows all about that. Perfect segue. My guest today, the tantalizing confidence queen. Now, the word tantalizing, what a perfect descriptor and a word we honestly should be using more, and our lives should be reflecting the word tantalizing more. So my guest will help us with that. Pure enjoyment. All of the content my guest posts and provides is just tantalizing enjoyment, colorful, energetic, fabulous, uplifting, everything that we all need in life, okay? Don't take a vitamin. Watch my guest's Instagram, okay? That is same effect. My guest has described herself as the perfect mix of Beyonce and Bill Nye the Science Guy, an all-around queen, creative, and pure genius. Now, is that not a person you want in your corner? Is that not a person you want in your life? I know what you're thinking. Yes, Jackie, I do. My guest, triple initial, triple threat. No matter what you need, she will deliver, and I'm so excited to have our chat. Please welcome today, Natch Beauty, a Chang, a Gutu. Yes, my double Ooh, A,
when the crowd triple goes A. Wild. Guys, stop.
I mean, pretty much.
Stop. Oh, my God. Thank you for having me here, Queen Jackie.
Oh, my God. Queen A Chang. When you popped on the screen today, I gasped because I said, this look is serving. There's gold accessories, honey. There are glasses. The skin is gorged. The head is gorged. We have so much to discuss.
No, honestly, I'm super pumped for today. Also, you discussing your cervix softening is really the highlight of my day. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up.
Anytime. I will give you updates every day. Just DM me. I'll be like, okay, I'm at 3 centimeters effaced. We'll see. I don't know.
But thank you so much for having me. I am excited for today. Quite ecstatic. So,
okay.
Yes.
I'm way more excited, and I'm excited for two.
Yes.
As I mentioned. Yes. Okay, A Chang, first question everybody gets on Natch Beauty. What type of skin do you have?
I have oily, dry combo. So there's parts of my face okay. that are oily, parts of my face that are dry. We love it here, though. We use products to just make us feel happy, sexy, and gorgeous every day. So, yeah. Oily skin, yep. girls.
Oily skin. You dry. Pretty much answered every, you had every answer. I usually get either oily, dry, or combo, and you said all three, and we're here for it. And also, I want to say, A Chang is drinking red wine.
I am drinking right red now. Wine, yeah. No, let me clarify that. I have oily, dry, combo. Not all three, honey. Just oily, dry,
okay, I'm
combo.
Sorry. Yes. Yes, yes. Damn. I'm sorry. I don't want to misquote. How dare I? Okay. A Chang, I'm excited about this answer. I asked everyone this. Can you take me back to the first beauty product that you remember using or buying? Was this something of mommy's? Was this something of your grandmother's? Was this something from the store? What was it?
I would say it was like a shimmer. Okay. That I got in a magazine. Mom used to love buying me these magazines, and they would come with makeup products, and it was a shimmer.
Yeah, like a little sample.
A little sample, and I shimmered that whole year.
Yes.
It was everywhere.
Shimmered the house.
Shimmered the house. It was on my elbows, my face, my eyebrows, my everything. I just love the glow, honey.
I love a shimmer eyebrow, personally.
Yes. It's really what I live for. To be honest.
Were these American magazines?
It was American magazines, and all of them had Hilary Duff. And she was shimmering, and apparently the beauty standard in Kenya then was to shimmer as Hilary Duff did. So I shimmered all over, elbows to eyebrows.
Can I tell you something, Achen?
Yeah.
I just was on Instagram this morning, and friggin' Hilary Duff just did a nude photo shoot for some magazine, and she's still looking like a queen.
God.
I mean, talk about a tantalizing confidence queen. You got to look at those pics,
period.
Okay? Lizzie McGuire. Who is she, honey? Hold on. I'm going to show you. I know nobody can see this, and this is not helpful, but you got to see this.
I really want to see. Okay, Hilary. Okay, girl.
Honey, she's serving body.
Wow. Okay? Oh, she looks great. What is
Look at that ass. Period. Okay. Hold on. There's one that's like really booty, honey.
Get it, girl. Okay, no, she's giving
Lizzie McGuire.
She's giving
is serving us.
He gets serving us magic. Oh my God. That's
it's
insane.
It's giving my humps.
And my lovely lady lumps. It's giving that.
Honey, all of them are out. All the lady lumps. Mm. We stan Hillary here. We always will.
I know. This is a Hillary stan account. Love it.
It sure is. Okay. I don't want to take up our whole chat time by Hillary Duff. This is a bonus question, and this is a different question. So get excited.
Yes.
What is your favorite snack?
Ooh, girl. I love
you. We're ladies on the go. We need to nourish our bodies.
I'm going to tell you something. If somebody looked into any one of my purses right now, you will find dried mangoes. The best thing in the entire world. It is sweet. Sometimes it's a little sour. It just is the perfect thing that brings a little tropical energy, a little happiness, scoop of heaven into your life every day. So dried mangoes is my go-to snack.
Is it Trader Joe's? Is that where you go?
No, actually, my mom sends them all the way from Kenya. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Trader Joe, who are you, honey?
To the side.
Keep up.
Keep it, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Now I have to meet you in person because I need this.
Yes.
There's nothing like mom's delivery.
Yes. No, I'm going to send you a little baby popping gift.
Oh, yes.
Dried mangoes will really, help you have a great beginning of motherhood. So yes, I got you, babe.
Are mangoes grown in Kenya?
Yes, we actually have a mango. We have so many mango trees in our compound. It's
yard.
It's really fabulous. And it's when it's mango season and like the whole compound smells like mango and like tropical, it's chef's kiss. Yeah, this is actually an ad to come to Kenya. I am
Kenyan Tourist Society is sponsoring this episode.
Sponsored by Kenyan Tourism Board. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I have to go. Now I just have to go and see all the mangoes.
No, absolutely. The mangoes are waiting for you. So excited to see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there.
Absolutely.
Wow, now I'm hungry. Thanks a lot, Achen. Thank you. How am I going to... I'm an 8-day-a-month pregnant lady. What are you doing to me?
I love this so much.
Oh my gosh. My old roommate, Jessica, her parents were from Nigeria, and her mom would send us these little savory pies. And oh my God, they were so good. It's a core memory in my body of those little pies. And I should DM her and be like, can your mom send some of those
pies? Now I'm getting hungry. Like, maybe I wish we were in the same place we could go eat after this. That'd be so good.
I know.
It's okay.
If there is a store somewhere that sells little savory pies and dried mangoes from Africa, we're there.
Let us know.
Hit us up.
Immediately.
Everybody let us know.
Expeditiously, we are at the door. Thank you.
We're there.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep us on track. Sorry. If you bring up food to a pregnant lady, this is what happens. Okay. Last warm-up question. Achen.
Yes.
This is Natribute. We celebrate our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
I'm going to be honest and say every single thing.
Yes.
Every single thing. I can't pick one specific thing because I have been on a journey for so long to love every ounce of myself, every ounce of my body, from my eyelash to the toenail, my non-existent toenail on my baby pinky, on my toe. I love everything about myself. And I think my energy, my confidence, my body, my aura is so beautiful. And I am so in love with every part of it. And I just can't get over that. Wow. I really am. Listen, amazing. Yeah. Beautiful.
Listen, Miss Triple A, I have done 300 episodes of this show and I'm just declaring it. That's the best answer.
Period.
I feel like I should just erase this question. No one's ever going to give that good of an answer because it's true. There's no such thing. Everything about us is the most beautiful thing.
100%.
Yes. As you say, period.
Period.
Yes.
Yes.
Even our period is beautiful.
Even our period is beautiful. I'm actually in my period right now. It's beautiful. I'm loving that.
Yes. I haven't had one in 9 months.
Oh my God.
So not to brag.
Not to brag.
And guess what? Don't miss it.
I will.
Don't miss it.
I'm all set there. I'm good. I will.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's keep going. There's so many fascinating things about you.
Thank you.
But I think my favorite thing is that you were a teen and you decided I'm going to fly alone to America and leave behind your family and join a host family, join a household. Now, listen, Achang, when I was 18, I drove to college 3 hours away and I sobbed. I was like, I'm going to be so far away from my daddy. And the fact that you flew across this damn earth at 16, what made you decide to do this? Because that is such a powerful thing to decide.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Kenya and born into a family of two. So just me and my older brother. And I really lived under his shadow for so, so very long. So I was always told to just follow what he does. Hey, you're done with school. My brother had left Kenya and going to study in South Africa. And so my parents were like, you're just going to go where Churchill goes. That's my brother's name. And so I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do that. But I had graduated. And then the host family that actually I lived with when I was in like Indiana and all these places, and I'm still in touch with right now, were missionaries in Kenya. And I went to the same school as their kids. And I was best friends with their son. And he was like, so we're graduating. What are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I might take a gap year or maybe go to South Africa and be my brother. And he was like, do you want to come back to the States with us? Because they were moving back. And I was like, immediately, yes. Expeditiously, right now, yes. And my parents were so terrified of that because I come from a society.
You're so far away.
So far away. And they just saw me as this tiny, itty bitty little baby. I'm like, they were like, how are we going to just let our child go so far away from us at 16? That seems insane. And so they finally were like, I think maybe this is going to be a good opportunity for you. So go ahead. And I'm so glad that they made that decision because so many great things have happened in my life and I wouldn't change it for anything. And so, I flew from Nairobi, Kenya to Indianapolis and met there with my host parents. And I lived in Indiana for a bit. Did a little bit in Chicago here, there. And it was the best decision ever. I was very afraid and very terrified, but it was very exciting. I'm so glad I did that. So,
When you got on the plane, did you make sure that you had your glittery eyebrows? Did you make sure that the powder was on? You said, I'm entering America as Hillary Duff would want me to.
You know, I actually dressed up as if I was going to audition for High School Musical 3. Because
in case a casting director happened to see you in the airport.
I know, they were like, listen, do you want to be the new Troy and Gabriella, whatever that was? And honestly, the truth is like pretty much my only experience of knowing what America was like, or like teenage life was like High School Musical. Yeah. And I, when I came to the States, I had 1 year of high school, senior year. And I really thought the girlies were going to be dancing on tables at lunch. So I was really disappointed when I walked in and people were just chilling. I was like, where is the music? 5, 6, that's seven, right. 8, nothing. Nothing at all.
Where are the kicks? Where's the choreography with the lunch tray?
I know.
I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't sign up for this. I didn't wear this outfit for nothing. Okay?
That's a perfect segue, Chang, to my next question. I'm curious. I don't speak to, on Nash Butte, many people that aren't from America. We weren't born here originally. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what is your favorite and least favorite thing about American culture?
I would say my favorite thing, I'll say there's two favorite things. I'll say my first one is probably bagels. I really love bagels. I'm in love with bagels. I think about them every day, and I hope they think about me too, especially blueberry bagels with a nice like flavored spread. Love. Thank you, America. And my other thing is that I think this is very specific to people's experiences, but I feel like I can literally think of something and it can happen. And I'm coming from a place where, or a society where there isn't any opportunity for anyone. It doesn't matter what you have, where you come from. There's not that much opportunity. At least that's been my experience. And then coming into this place where I can literally be like, I really want to do this. And it happens. Like if I work towards it, it happens. Or like a story that I love to tell is in 2019, I really wanted to go to grad school, and I was trying to figure out how the heck I'm going to do that. My parents had already taken me throughout my undergrad program and paid a ton of money. College in America is really expensive. And
we'll add that to your least favorite
thing.
Like
my least favorite thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I got to pay $50,000 in tuition. How am I going to do that?
That is so much dang money.
That is so much money. And so I was working at that point. So I was like, I'm just going to work and save. But it just wasn't working out. And so I have been watching The Ellen Show forever. Even in Kenya, like we love that. We love Ellen. we love watching her. And so I always used to write into her show every time I watched and all these things. And one time I was on her website and the heading was like, have you been accepted to your dream college but can't afford it? I was like, yes.
You're like, Ellen, are you here? Are you reading my email?
Yeah. I was like, Ellen, is this for me? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So I wrote in. I went into work that morning and I literally said, I'm going to write in today. So I wrote in. And literally 10 minutes later, a producer wrote back to me saying, like, oh my God, we've seen you. We've seen that you've written to us so many times and we just want to have a conversation with you. And I was like, absolutely. And we did. And somehow in the magic world, I ended up on The Ellen Show and I was awarded $50,000 to go to college. What on earth?
And you got a big old check,
right? Those are so fun.
Yes,
I got a big old
jumbo check.
Yeah, my dad.
That's America, baby. That's the American dream.
Literally, that's insane. And they were able to like surprise me with my family who at that point I hadn't seen in 2 years. So it was just like,
were you genuinely surprised or did you have a little inkling like maybe Ellen's gonna pull something crazy?
Not a single bit. I was just thinking like in my head, I was just like going with the vibe. Oh my God, yeah, I'm gonna be like, I didn't even know I was gonna
I've seen the clip and it's, they have your parents on Zoom and your brother on Zoom and then all of a sudden it glitches out.
Yeah.
But it's because they're behind the stage and they, come on, Ellen, that's a flex. That's a flex.
And the thing is that they had the background and it looks like our house in Kenya.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, they're back home. And I was oh, mom and dad. And I was like, okay, like things like that I would have had the opportunity to experience, or like even being able to go to grad school and have it paid for.
Ellen paid for your school. If that's not American, I don't know what is.
That's very American.
Get that bagel out, spread some smear on it, and just God bless. I mean, dang.
And my worst thing is definitely expensive college. Hey, Dad, let's make that affordable for everyone. And I would also say, I think I'm tired of explaining my experience to people. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's just like, not so much, but there's quite a bit of naivety when it comes to experiencing other cultures. I feel like I have to mm-hmm. explain my life, myself, me being me to every single person or every single space I walk into. And I think I just got to a point where I'm over that. I'm just going to be unapologetically, viciously me. And that's on that. So
that's a major issue amongst American culture for sure. Major. We aren't as open here to travel and other going other places and experiencing other cultures. It's just, it's not part of the norm.
Yeah.
It you go out of the norm to do that if you live here,
yeah.
Which is really interesting. And that's got to change, everybody, okay? What do I always say? Travel builds empathy. Get off the booty and go somewhere. Go somewhere
go
different.
Go somewhere. 100%.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough about me. A Chang.
Yes.
We look to you for confidence. You hype us up. You hype so many people up all the time. Wondering who or what did you turn to hype you up as you grew your confidence and became this tantalizing woman that you are today?
Gonna be honest, my parents.
Yes.
My parents and my brother are my biggest hype people in my life.
That.
Literally, my brother can call me out of nowhere and just be like, oh, my sister, like, you inspire me so much. And it's like, you can do it. Like, they have been my biggest hype support system for so long. And that's very different, especially for an African family where I think it's very recent that at least my parents have been able to like really hype me up and support me in what I mm-hmm. do. For a really long time, they were just afraid that I was going down the wrong path and that I was doing something that wouldn't be stable for me. And I think that was their biggest fear. But I think
that's all parents. That's a universal thing.
And I think once they saw that I was just like feeling so fulfilled and happy and feeling very content, they were like, you go girl. And honestly, my strength comes from them. I am because of who they are. My parents have just really gone above and beyond any single thing that I know is humanly possible to make sure that both my brother and I, and even just especially me, that I am the happiest, healthiest, sane, tantalizing, confidence queen that I am. So,
That is such a wonderful answer. I'm going to have to request a Zoom call with your mom so I know how to raise a baby in such a beautiful way.
Yes, no, she's...
Let's ask her. I'll say, my cervix is softening right now. I need your help.
No, she's really one of the most fabulous people I have ever known. We've been homies since 96, since I popped out, she was
That's right.
Hey, bestie, period. And she's really great. And I am just so inspired by her strength and by her power and her majestic energy. I'm really obsessed with her. So, yeah.
I hope I have that relationship. That's going to make me cry.
Oh, no.
Hormonal bitch. Okay. A Chang. I just hope. I hope that someday my baby is on a Zoom call when they're in outer space, in Jupiter, wherever they're living at that point, and my baby says, my mom is my biggest fan, and, you know.
Oh, no, Jackie.
We've been besties since 22.
I love that. And oh, man. No, Jackie, you really are fabulous, and I'm obsessed. And so, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that's so beautiful. Okay. We're segueing now. This is Natch Butte. I would love to discuss with you. I know you post about your skincare, your makeup faves, your looks, everything all the time. So this is Natchbute. So I would love to discuss your skin routine and some of your favorite products that you love, that you use all the time. I mean, your skin is just absolutely fab. It's gorgy, gorge. I'm looking right at it.
Yep.
Have you had any struggles with skin at any point?
I'm going to be honest. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the DNA. That's DNA. That mom DNA again.
I know. Yeah. My dad has the best skin in the entire world. My dad is 61 and he looks like he's a sweet 40. Like, his skin is fabulous. He just looks young and youthful. I'm like, please God, I hope that gene transferred directly into my body.
It did. It did. I know it.
But
does he have a routine? Do you ever see him use any products?
Not at all. Not a single bit. My dad has.
It's mangoes and happy life.
It's mangoes, happy life, and the sun. And like, I, you know, it's literally that.
That vitamin D, that direct vitamin D coming right in.
Literally. And my dad just started doing skincare this year because he came to visit me over Christmas. And he was like, Achang, why do you take so long in the morning and so long at night? I'm like, Dad, I'm doing my skincare. And he's like, can I do it too? So because he's using all Fenty Beauty products right now and he's loving it. He's a Fenty. He's a Fenty king, and I love that for him. But definitely things that I'm loving right now, I would say three products that I'm really loving right now is the Ulla Henriksen Essence Skin Barrier is really fabulous, really obsessed. I would say the Dr. Dennis Gross Daily Peel, Alpha Beta Daily Peel.
Yes.
Fabulous. Just the medium strength. Not too strong, not too light. Perfect. And then...
You do those every day?
I do it every other day.
That's that glow.
Yeah. I do it every other day because I also sometimes use the Paula's Choice.
The AHA, BHA?
Yes. Yeah. I use that too. So I feel like sometimes when I...
That shit is incredible.
It's really good.
No, truly. My best friend Haley... I got her on that and she was like, I literally look like I got Botox and a facial and she's never had anything done. And she's like, this shit is incredible.
It's fabulous and it's great and you should get it. And
I know, I should.
My last product is sunscreen, which I really thought I never needed because everybody in the industry was saying, but you're black and you have melanin. You don't need to protect your skin with SPF. Honey, everybody needs SPF, and my favorite one is the Shiseido one right now, the 50 SPF, because girlies, the sun damage will never catch me. Not I.
I am so happy to hear you say this, because that is a very common and unfortunate misconception.
Yeah.
Everybody needs sunscreen. Even your dad with his amazing skin probably could use a little.
I know, yeah.
The sun will get you.
Yeah, the Fenty visor has SPF, so he's really loving that.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, did you pick Fenty out for him, or did he just somehow gravitate to it?
He used it, and he was like, he woke up the next morning, and he said, Achang, I've never felt as extra beautiful as I do. And I was like, Daddy, duh. So,
okay, I need to look up your parents. Yeah, I've been on your Instagram. I got to dig deeper.
I got you. No, we did a whole video. You guys should go see. They're so cute. And my mom also is a Fenty girl. So both of them are Fenty babes. But yeah, SPF is our lives right now. Because I know
your mom loves a bold lip choice.
Oh, she loves. She's a bold woman, and she has inspired my boldness in my life and also in my lipstick choices. She is here for a good, bold red lip. Any day, 24/7, 365, she would even wear it to bed if she had to.
Have you ever seen her in a gloss, or is it always a matte? Because we all know that the Rihanna glosses are probably one of the best glosses on the market. The gloss bombs.
Oh my God. Why have I not thought of getting her on gloss bombs? She doesn't do glosses.
My mom doesn't either. It's always matte red.
It's always matte red. The funny thing is that for probably, 16 years of my life, I only pretty much used like Vaseline on my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything from a lip moisture to your hair, to your face, to your body, skin, your skin, everything. Yeah. So she doesn't do a gloss, but she does do a cute Vaseline moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this? Is, I don't know, did the Tyra Banks talk show hit Kenya?
Oh my God.
Have you seen that clip of her with the Vaseline?
No, I haven't. I need to.
Okay. Google or go on YouTube, type in Tyra Banks show Vaseline. And I take all beauty advice from Tyra Banks.
What did she say?
She basically was saying that that's all you need.
Yeah.
All you need is Vaseline. And she talks about all the different ways she uses it. And she passes out jars to the whole audience. And it's a very powerful moment. So send that clip to your mom.
She will feel very seen and heard. I think yes, so.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. It's very funny. I, honestly, the Tyra Banks talk show should have never gone off the air because it's iconic.
Yes.
And, but she didn't give you a check for college, so.
No, she didn't take me keep to up, college. Keep up, Tyra. So, Tyra, do better. Thanks, bye.
Yes, thanks, Tyra. Okay, Chang, my next question. I want to talk about nails.
Yes.
Because as I peer into your life from the internet, I see that you seem to always be rocking a look, a nail. Do you remember your first time getting nails?
Yes, yes.
And then how has your nail look evolved since then? Take me back. Was this in Kenya? Was this in America? Where was this?
It was in Kenya, and I would only get my nails done on special occasions. At least my mom would let me get my nails done on special occasions, and it would always be a French tip. But it was
okay, yep.
But it would always be with my natural nail because my parents at that point were like very like simplicity is best. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't know I'm like the most extra person they have ever met, or like my mom, and when she sees me right now with my nails or like how I like dress and like how I just live my life, sometimes she's like, it's so hard for me to believe that you popped out of my coochie. She's like, we're like very similar, but I'm like the like 0.1000 version of her.
Yep.
And yep. So, yeah, I would always do like a French tip or like a very pale pink. And those, I would always walk around like really showing my nails. I'd be like, I'm going to get the chips and fish.
Yeah.
Like really letting people know that girly.
Always showing them off.
Always showing them off. And I think I really was in this mentality or mindset where I had to be like so muted so that I could be seen as, oh, this soft, gentle person. Mm-hmm. And so that was also translating into my nails. But then, my birthday in 2014, freshman year, I went with my friend, my girlies, if you guys are listening to this, hey, what's up? And we went to get my nails done. And they were like, Achang, you should do a red nail or like an orange nail. I was like, oh, girl, I can't do that. I can't. They were like, why? It's going to look so good with your outfit. It's going to be like, it's your birthday nails. Get your birthday nails. And so I got a little long tip with acrylic and I got a red stiletto nail. Ooh, that changed my life.
Changed the game
because I was feeling so confident and excited. I was a little afraid, but then I got so many compliments like, oh my God, the color, that's your color. Those nails look so good on you. Wow. And I was like, this is the beginning of of my nail journey. And I went from just doing acrylics with just a solid color to doing acrylics with designs to doing full blinged out nails. And right now my nails say boss on them with a money sign because
there are 3D letters that are bedazzled. I mean, these are a statement. I'm so curious, how long do those stay? Can you make those last a few weeks?
I have an amazing nail tech. She's creme de la creme.
Yeah.
So my nails last between 3 to 4 weeks. If I'm not doing like too many crazy things like traveling and all that stuff where like I'm carrying stuff and like my nails break, which rarely happens, but 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah. So
nice. Are those Gel X?
These are Gel X.
Yes. That's the new way to do it.
It's a new way to do
it. Okay. I said I was going to show you my nails. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know. They might take away from yours, so I apologize.
No, I want to see them.
This is humiliating, Achang, just this so is, you know. I normally, I'm like you. My nails are my power.
Yes.
And I have really big hands. I'm 5'10", and my hands are giant. And the long nail on my long hand, it just gives me power.
And I feel like it's so sexy to have long. I'm obsessed with it. And like my nail, because I don't have any hair, right? I'm like, I'm a baldy queen. And so I use other ways to express myself, and my nails really are it for me. So
yes.
Yes.
So I just wanted to, I don't want to scratch my newborn son. That was, I was just like, although he kind of needs to get used to the idea of mommy having the nails, but I thought I'd let him go natch for a while. Mm-hmm. So my nails are bare and short, and someday I'm going to be back on the train.
No, and sometimes so get ready. They need a breather, because I had to do that because the way my nail beds were fighting for their lives every day under that acrylic, I needed to have a heart to heart with myself. So
yes,
I see you. I see you.
It's good to let the girls have a little break.
I know. Let them dance in the wind for a little bit.
Exactly. Let them feel the breeze, and then we'll snatch them again soon.
Be right back at it.
Yes. Well, your nails are absolutely incredible. If I ever go to Chicago, I have to go see your nail tech. No, they are really good.
I got you, babe.
Incredible. Okay. I'm going to have to post a photo of those on Nashby.com so everybody knows what we're referring to. And I will not post mine. Just imagine short, natural nails.
Just simple.
It's fine.
Just lovely. Just lovely.
Yes.
The way we love it.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just brought up your head, and so I would love to talk to you about your head.
Love
You're
it.
Currently rocking a no-hair look, which is royal. It is powerful. I'm curious, when did you choose this look, if there's a reason behind it? And also, I know there's a lot of queens listening who are also rocking the similar look, so I was curious if you have any scalp care or skin care tips, how to keep your head looking fresh, because obviously that's a concern for everyone.
Yeah, I went bald, not bald, but I went short in 2015, and it was because there was literally no one who knew how to do my kinky 4C coily hair. And
wow,
I went from a place where I could get my hair done anywhere and everywhere for as cheap as $5 or $10, and I wanted to get box braids all the way down, and they were gonna charge me $500. I said, what? $500?
We're adding this to the list of things wrong with American culture. Okay. Like, black women are trying to get their hair done. They don't want to financially be devastated.
Honestly. And hair products are so expensive. If you want to be a natural girl and really take care of your hair, hair products are so expensive.
Yes.
And so I was in a point in my life where I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Should I just, when I go to Kenya, should I just get a hair style that will last me a few months and then take it out and just figure it out? And so for a long time I was watching YouTube videos and figuring out what to do my hair. So I did a lot of crochet and wigs and all these things, but it was just very, very expensive. And at that point of my life, a girl was not making coins. Okay. We were relying on mommy and daddy to take care of us. And so I asked my host mom if she could take me somewhere I could cut my hair. And so we went to this place. We went to Boston for Christmas. We went to this place down the street, like in Medford. And I got my hair cut and I loved it. I loved it. I looked so good. I felt like I was just like more myself. And so I did that and I grew my hair back out and then got back into that space where I was like, things are so expensive. I hate it here. So the beginning of the pandemic, I was kind of like in this insecure space. And that's also where my journey of confidence and self-love and my page started. And so I decided that I will no longer be held down by the shackles of feeling that I can only be beautiful if I have hair, that my worth is in my hair, that somebody can only be attracted to me if I have hair. And so I shaved all my hair off by myself, and I have never been happier, and I can never go back.
Did you film it?
I did film it.
Yes, she's a content queen. She knows when there's an opportunity.
Listen, when opportunity arises, I am there, ready, camera in hand. So yes, I did record it, and I remember it being very emotional and really hard for me. Because I felt that the growth of the hair had seen me through my hardest points and seen me through the points where I couldn't take care of myself and I couldn't love myself. And I was blaming it on so much and blaming it on how my hair looks and my weight and my body and all these things. So, yeah. And I feel like I'm more myself. I feel just so liberated and happy. And I just wake up and live my life without thinking that I have to gel my hair down or anything. So, yeah. Shout out to all the baldies out
there. Fabulous. And do you have a head routine?
I do. It's so cute. it's cute. My head routine is called Harrietta. She's so cute.
Okay.
We love Harrietta. So it's very simple. So I definitely wash my head with shampoo, Shea Moisture. Get the coconut one. That's my favorite one.
Okay. Yes.
And then I do slap on a little conditioner on just to keep the little whiskies moisturized, and then I go in with argan oil on my head to keep her shiny, moisturized, and loved. So liquid oil cream. That's how it goes.
There you go.
Yep.
Perfect combination.
Yes.
Do you shave it yourself?
I do because I used to go to like a barber every week because I really like my hair super short. And that was costly, but also I hate men sometimes. Men, I used to go to an all-female barbershop and that was fabulous, but then I moved away from that place. And so I would go there and then it would just be a bunch of men making such random remarks. And I was like, I really can't deal with this. Like, I'm just...
No one needs that energy.
No one needs that energy, so I'm just going to...
Because shaving your head is a powerful feminine gesture.
Yes.
It's channeling, to me, a regal feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing you need is all these dudes around.
Saying random things. And I was like, I'm just going to buy a really good razor and do it myself. And I love it. And it's always so fun. And me and one of my other girls also, she shaves her head and we always check in with each other. Oh, did you shave your hair today? Okay, me too. Twins. Love. So yes.
Fabulous. Okay, Achang, I only have a couple more questions for you. I have a question about Kenya. We've brought up Kenya a lot and you've answered a lot of these questions already. But I'm just, tell us about how wonderful it is there. Tell us about the self-care there, the beauty routines there that you saw, and anything specifically that your mother taught you growing up about your beauty that you feel was deep-rooted through her culture, through your culture.
Yeah, Kenya is really a fabulous, fantastic, beautiful country. I don't even know how to describe it. I think you definitely have to experience it. The food, the people, the weather, the culture, everything is fabulous. If you want to go on safari, you can do that. If you want to go to the beach, you can do that. If you want to experience a little bit modern culture, you can go to Nairobi or Kisumu and experience just like such fabulousness.
I have so many hotels in Nairobi bookmarked on my computer.
I know you'll definitely have to. I think when your baby is old enough, you'll need to do a little cute trip. I think you will.
He threw a wrench in my travel plans, but I will go. Mark my words. I will go.
You have to. It's really fabulous. And Kenya has so many tribes. So each tribe has their own way of looking at beauty and way of taking care of themselves and loving themselves. And so I come from the Luo tribe. We are fishermen. We are fishermen by nature. And so we live right by the lake and we live
getting those good omegas.
Oh, yes. We love it.
Yes.
And we live right where my city is, right on the equator. So we are right where it's super hot. So everybody there is beautiful and super dark and just magical. And
You have beautiful fresh fish and mangoes and sunshine.
Isn't that fabulous? Somebody was talking about this. Was this Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, who is the Nigerian author? She was talking about how when she moved to the US, everybody was like, oh, today's such a nice day, such good weather. And how she never understood how people would say that because it's always good weather where she's from. Right, and I feel like that too.
Chicago is brutal.
Yeah, I'm actually in Boston right now.
Boston.
It's also still very brutal.
Also brutal, yeah.
The weather is no bueno. But in terms of like beauty and the way people see each other, I think like in any society, there's a standard that is upheld to what people should look like, especially thinking about women. But something I definitely experienced is in terms of the way people view beauty, it wasn't necessarily very physical. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just the way you carry yourself. And okay. When it came to physicality, it would be all about the fullness of someone. I don't know what word to use, but just how full you are. Mm-hmm. And that would be associated with the way you love yourself and the way you think about yourself and the way you carry around with an air of
I love power. That.
And my mom always, when she talked about beauty, she really always wanted me to not think about it physically. And that's how I saw it, because that's how society made me see it. But she would be like, don't really care about the way you look. It's the way you feel. And even when it comes to like skin and all that, it would be everything about what you eat, not about what you put on your body and put in your face. That's why we were, you know, slathered in Vaseline for half of our lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was all about what are you eating to make you feel beautiful from the inside? What are you drinking to make you feel good from the inside? What are you doing? How are you living your life to make you feel beautiful? And I think that's even till this day how both my parents really live their lives in regards to what they view beauty is.
God, your parents rule.
They really are dope.
Oh my goodness. Your mom needs to write a book about how to raise confident, beautiful, happy children. And I'll read it. I'll be
the first sale. I love that.
Maybe. Am I just 8 months pregnant and hormonal? Or is this just such important content? Probably both. But I'm really gravitating towards it. And I'm so grateful that you're sharing all this with us. Please tell your mom next time you talk to her that this random lady in LA says thank you and that I'm going to be calling her.
Oh my God, I love that. The thing is that they might be in LA in August, so might be an opportunity for you to see them.
Oh, I wouldn't be mad if she brought me some mango.
Oh no.
That's all I'm saying.
100%. It's going to happen. No, Jackie, it's happening.
Okay.
And I want to hear your thought process on the difference between Trader Joe's and
we can
Kenya.
Do a taste test.
I love that. Let's do it.
Okay, it's happening. Now, I will have a newborn, so the baby's going to have to come, but I want your mom to help me.
Yes.
I'm going to be like, how do I do this?
Yes, no, she loves babies so much.
Tell her I'm going to get her the biggest Vaseline container I can find, and we'll swap.
She will literally swim in it. She would be so grateful.
Okay. You know what? She was ahead of the trend, because they call it slugging.
They call it slugging now, and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Honey, I was slugged until I was 16.
That's right. She came out slugged, honey. Okay, Acheng, yes. Last question, and then I'm going to let you go. I ask every guest this question. Self-care rituals. What are things you do every day that makes you, that completes your day? It's a part of your self-care. You've probably already covered some of them, but what are your self-care rituals?
I think people think this is really cliche, but affirmations are really so important, because
the way you talk to yourself,
you have to be your best friend. And for me, I've had to learn that, because all the messaging I was hearing about myself from people, from TV, news, all these things was like, I was not worthy. I was not enough. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. I couldn't do this or be here. And so I needed somebody to say those things to me. And I can't and couldn't wait for somebody else to say, you are enough. You are loved. You are beautiful, from your head to your toe, from the rolls, from the dark marks and the hyperpigmentation. You are enough. You're beautiful. I couldn't wait for somebody to say that. So affirmations every day. Mine is that I say, I am safe. I am loved. I am enough. And I'm going places, to remind me that I am just so deeply rooted in this vibrant, vicious cycle of love. for myself. Yes. And honestly, yeah, affirmations. I love, I'm a walker. Okay. Mm-hmm. I live in the suburbs of Boston right now. And when I see the suburban mummies go out walking, I'm right behind them, you know? And so I love walking. I love being outside. And dancing is so fabulous. It's the best thing that has ever been invented. I just want to talk to the person who first was like dancing, and they were like, oh my God, I'm moving my body. And this is amazing.
Yes. I wonder, I bet it was a cave woman. Let's be honest. It was a woman.
It has to be a woman.
Cave woman. Her husband was probably hitting something with a club and creating kind of a beat. And then her booty started grinding and she said, oh shit, here we go. She was like, it had to be something like
it
that.
It had to be something like that. And I'm glad that it has transcended into something that is just so beautiful and a way of healing. And we store so much trauma in our bodies, and having your body in motion is a fabulous way to release that trauma. So I would say affirmations, walking and dancing.
Oh, she's getting choked up. She's getting choked up because dancing is so powerful. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
And she muted herself. What a pro. What a oh no. Pro.
Honestly, it's like
I choke on my water at least once a day. And I don't know what it is. Do I need to get a throat transplant? I don't know. I was doing dishes last night and I was going, and my husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, I just can't drink water again. I don't know.
It's like, it's a damn it's mess. Allergy season. And like, I'm just like going through so much right now in terms of a cold, yeah, and all that.
The struggle
yes. is real. Sending love to all my girlies out there who are going through allergies right now.
Yes. Love. I'm probably going to keep this in because it sort of sounds like you're getting emotional and we love a tear here on Attribute. So even if it's induced from coughing, I'm still going to take this as a moment.
No, that's...
So sorry, Achang. No, that's just the way it goes.
That's how it goes and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you so much for this incredible interview. My life has been changed. I feel inspired as a mother. As a woman, I'm so honored and grateful. Please tell us, in case somebody doesn't know where to find you on the internet, where we can follow you for all of your incredible content.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at No Ordinary Noir with an E at the end. Yes. I'm there every day. You will not miss me. I'm there living my best life, being cute, sexy, tantalizing, and leaving the world a little better than I left it. So I hope you guys can find me there. Mwah.
Oh. I'm gonna go find some mango and it's not gonna be as good as your mom's, and that's just how I have to settle.
No.
That's it. But I need that mango. I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you so much, Achang, for being here. And thank you to everyone for listening to Attribute. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Miss Achang, do you cream your neck?
I do, all the way down.
Thank God.
Down to,
okay.
the, to the tip of the titty. It has to go that's all the right. way down. Yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Wait, you go past the nipple, the bottom of the titty?
Oh, yeah. The bottom of the titty deserves love. Okay.
Yes, you're right. No, you're right.
I know. People
you're
stop right. at the neck. Let's take it down to the tip of the titty and below the tit. So let's do that. Yeah.
The bottom of the titty needs love, too.
Yeah.
If you take anything from this interview, that's the soundbite.
The bottom of the
Forget
titty.
Forget everything else. Yeah.
The bottom of the titty deserves love, too. That needs to be the name that's of right. a band or something.
I agree. It needs to be. Listen, you're the content creator. The video, it's on you now.